Hi, and welcome to the Design Fine podcast, a space where women are interviewed and in conversation to discuss the highs, lows, and everything in between about being a woman in design. The Design Fine has new episodes every Monday, so make sure you come back every week. You can find more on the Design Fine podcast Instagram. Hope you enjoy this episode. Hi, and welcome to the Design Fine, the podcast. Today, we have Lava, and she's going to be sharing with us her stories in the design field. So, welcome.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here.
Great. So, to start, can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, your background, what you're doing now, and anything that you want to mention?
Okay, so my name is Lavanya Jain, but you can also call me Lava. I am doing fashion design at London College of Fashion, and this is my second year. And I'm from India, Delhi, like from there, yeah.
Cool, and is there any like specific type of fashion design you're studying or just broad?
So I'm doing fashion design and development. So that includes kind of everything. Like I can basically design whatever I want to. But I still don't know which, like, I do know I want to go into women's wear, but I'm not really sure what exactly I want to do yet.
So what is it like being a fashion design student? How are classes? How creative are you able to be? Do you just create all your own clothes? What is the planning? Can you just talk a little bit about that?
Okay, so like, being at uni is literally the best experience I've ever had. Like I remember like in school, like I hated doing what I was studying because like in India, you just get to choose either three subjects like science, commerce, or humanities. Like I didn't really have the option to study fashion in general. So I had to study it separately. So when I came here, it was really nice. Like they would just give you a topic. And it would be a very wide topic. So like right now we're working on texture. So you can do anything related to texture and everyone comes up with a different topic. And it's surprising how everyone has a different topic with the same theme in mind. Like I have never had an experience in which two people had the same idea or concepts. It's always been like very creative. And especially being an international student, I'm surrounded by people from all over the world. So it's good to see how everyone else works too. And it kind of gives me motivation when I see other people working in front of me. So I think that's what motivates me more. Like if someone's doing a better job than me, then I'm just like, okay, I need to step my game up. And that's how we keep improving. And talking about like in design specifically, what we do is just like, to be honest, I get inspired by anything I see. So you keep taking pictures throughout the day, like you always have your camera out. And when you're doing your project, you just, like I've always been told by all my friends, like we never see things the way you do. Like my recent collection was based on Mercedes cars. So I designed clothes out of just structures of cars. And my boyfriend was just genuinely shocked, like, how did you just manage to get a design out of that? So I never thought that I was thinking that way until somebody like pointed it out to me that it was different. But it's kind of like that. Everyone has their own way of working. Like some of my friends drape and that's how they start with their design development. Some of them just choose the fabric first. For me, it's getting pictures and then drawing and then figuring out what I want to do with my collection. And then after that comes all the stitching.
Yeah, I agree. I would for sure say that I think something that's super cool about fashion design is everyone may have the same idea, like, oh, a t-shirt, you know, but there's so many different takes on it. And it really just shows how everyone has a different perspective. And I'm sure you see that at a huge scale when you're at fashion school in London. So talking about being fashion school in London, what are some of the like topics or things that you learn about in school, or is it more of just creation of fashion?
So technically you're supposed to know most of the things already, because when you come to uni, obviously they will, there are classes where they teach you how to stitch and stuff, but you're already supposed to know how to go through a design development in your mind. Like, you should know how you're going to come up with a design, a collection and stuff, because they don't actually tell you what exactly to do. You should already have the knowledge, because it's probably like only 25% what they teach you at uni, and 75% is your own work. So for international students like me, I had to go through a foundation course, which was really helpful, because in the foundation course, they taught me everything, like how I should go about designing collection, what, how I should start, what I should do. So I think that helped me a lot. But like people who are already from the European Union, I think you already have like fashion classes in school and stuff where they teach you how to do all these things. So it was easier for them because they didn't have to go through a foundation. But for me, I loved my foundation year. Like, it was the best year of my life. That's why I learned everything, and it, like, you know, made my life easier doing the degree. So yeah.
Now that you're in your second year, are you more in the creation stage compared to, you said the first year was more the foundations? So now are you just working on making looks, and I don't know if there's like a workshop there, or can you just talk about that?
Okay, so in my foundation course, I was doing design, business, and media, everything related to fashion. And then we chose one of the fields we wanted to go to, and we started making our portfolios for our undergrad. And then I applied for my undergrad. So right now I'm in my second year of undergrad. So it's very different compared to foundation. You still create a lot of things. It's just that the help from the university, like in my foundation, there was a lot of help from the tutors. And during your degree, that they can still help you, but you need to ask them. They would not just voluntarily just tell you like, okay, fine, do that. You will always have to ask. So you cannot be afraid to ask anyone if you need help or just suggestions. And remember that all your tutors are going to be, like, at least with me, a bit vague about their ideas, so that, like, you know, you can think about it yourself and you can come up with something yourself instead of just copying the idea they told you to.
So they're really focused on you being individual and creating your own thing, because I guess there's no right answer with fashion.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you have to do what you think is right. And like, sometimes you can even disagree with your tutors and be like, no, I don't want to do that. I want to do something else, because it's a very subjective course. And even our grading is very like subjective. Like, if you get a C, it's like you've done what they asked you to do. If you get a B, that means you did a bit more work than they asked you to do. And A means you did a lot of work. Like, it's not like, you know, oh, this was the best work, which is why you got an A. That's not the case.
So they don't grade you on how much they like your piece. It's about how much work you put in.
How much work you put in, how clean your work is, your presentation skills, and your like 2D to 3D outcome. Like, if you've drawn in a certain way, but it didn't come out the same way when you actually made the garment, like something like that, it has to be almost similar. So yeah.
And in terms of the creation of the garment process, do you usually just work on mannequins and you measure that and you put out the fabric and you sew with sewing machines, or is there another process?
No, so you can drape if you want to, but we have sample room sessions in which they teach us how to, like, so at least with pattern cutting, they taught us how to pattern cut from the start. So they gave us like pattern pieces that were already there, but like how to manipulate them and create something you want to. So it's a basic pattern or like of size 12. And you just go about there from your design. So they teach you how to pattern cut, but you can do it however you want to. It's either two ways. It's like either with a mannequin or with pattern cutting. And like recently we were taught how to like pattern cut with our own garments. So something like, if I'm wearing this hoodie and I want to like remake it, so they taught us how to trace it all properly to create the same pattern for the hoodie instead of like making it all on our own, because this fits me really well, so I want the exact same fit. So instead of sitting and measuring it, you just draw it.
Cool. And if for people who don't know, pattern is like the stencils of like the different pieces that you put together to make a garment. So yeah, those are usually helpful, especially when you're beginning in fashion design. So what do you think your favorite part about being in fashion design is?
Seeing your garment on somebody else, like something I've like made is out there and people are wearing it and are happy about wearing it and posting pictures. Like, it just makes me happy.
Is there something that's your favorite garment that you've made or something that was the most popular?
So I won't say like most popular, like it'll be most popular on my Instagram, but I think I made a collection based on Alice looking through the glass, like Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
So I really like that one because it had like a plastic circle in the middle, which was actually like a looking glass through a person's personality. And I really liked how that collection came out. So I think my previous work was one of my best works, but I still need to work more.
And do you actually wear your own clothes that you create, or do you tend to give it to your friends and family to wear?
So when I'm making my own clothes, I tend to make them my size because it's more convenient for me to go and keep checking if I'm making it right.
Mm-hmm.
So I do wear some of my garments outside, but like a few projects, like you can't really wear them because like my first year, I had to make a garment with calico. So calico is like sample fabrics, you can't really wear it outside. And the next time I made, like, you know, some pieces I do wear, some pieces I don't, but I have made like clothes for my friends and all, but that's like a separate project I did on my own, like not with my uni work.
Mm-hmm. And do you use like a sewing machine to do everything?
Yes, a sewing machine. Like there are different kinds of sewing machines, but I have one at home, the commercial one. So I use that when I'm at home, but like there are specific fabrics, specific techniques that you need to, like when you need to do those things, you really need to go to uni and use those machines. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So do you work from home mostly, or do you go to the school and work there?
I prefer going to the school because everyone else around there is working and it just motivates me to work. Because I know for a fact, if I start working at home, I'll end up just watching TV and working while doing that. And then it'll take hours just to finish a simple work.
Mm-hmm. And how long do you think it actually takes from start to finish of a full outfit?
Just the sewing part or the entire design process?
Maybe the entire design process.
Okay, so it takes me about a month. Like if I have to do it really quick, then I can do it in 2 weeks. But at uni, like when you're taking it slow, when you need to design properly, I take about a month to just finalize my final collection. Like all the design work is done, the lineup is ready, and I start designing my patterns. So I think about 1.5 months if you're in a hurry. But at uni, we take like 5 months per project.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So they really make sure you're taking
it. Yeah, but it seems that, you know, it's a long time, but everyone is rushing in the end because it gets really hectic because we really need to do more projects too. Like over there, we have like a lot of things running around. Like right now I'm applying for a placement from next year. Like I took a sandwich year, so I need to apply for placements. So even applying for jobs is a very hectic job.
Mm-hmm.
Like it might seem easy, but it isn't.
Is there a dream job you have in the fashion world?
I just want to have like a lot of fun when I'm working. I don't really know what I want to do yet. Like I do know I want to go into fashion design and I do know I want to be in women's wear, but I don't have a dream job because I don't know what I want to do yet.
Mm-hmm. But do you want to make your own clothes or do you want to be on like the corporate side of the fashion?
So up until recently, I did want to be in the commercial world, but then I'm slowly realizing that every time you go to work, they're just going to make you do pattern cutting and like just tech files and stuff in the start, and only after you reach a certain point in your career would you actually get to design your own stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of 50-50, but I do want to work in the commercial world and still make my own designs and sell them, mm-hmm. like together if that's possible.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah.
And what do you think your style is in terms of fashion?
Okay, good question. I am genuinely all over the place, but it's a mixture of like classic but fun. Like, I don't know how to say that, but I have no idea how to describe it. I'm so sorry.
No worries.
Because with every project, I try to go into boundaries that I've never explored before. Because I've never worked with textile before, and this project, I'm trying to focus on textile. So I'm trying to go into every field possible and then decide what my style really is. Because I generally go with the flow, like whatever is happening with my design.
What are your some of the favorites you've done, though?
Okay. So, like, mostly oversized. Mm-hmm. Things that, like, I have done, like, I'm really proud of my oversized garments, but like it's very contemporary, if you say, like, futuristic.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So going back, you talked about how when you were in India you didn't have very much choice in your classes, so it was big difference going to fashion school and doing something that you love. Mm-hmm. How did you get into fashion if you were in like the environment where you didn't really learn fashion?
Okay, so I knew that I wanted to do fashion design since the seventh grade, and I don't know how, but I did. Like, I don't know how. So I was in gymnastics. Like, I was doing gymnastics in my 12th high school, and like during one of the competitions, because it was my first time, I didn't have a costume. So the first 2 days, other people were competing. So I saw how their designs were, how their costumes were decorated. And in rhythmic gymnastics, all your like costumes are very decorative and shiny with siroxes and all. And when I saw that, I realized my costume was really plain because I hadn't really done a lot of research before that. So I made my mother come out with me and get siroxes and stuff. And overnight, I designed my entire costume, like with fabric glue, mm-hmm. and I fell with it, and I felt really nice that this is something I did. And I didn't really know that that was the point where I discovered it, but when I look back, I think that's where my journey began as a designer. And for me, I was never really interested in anything else except buying clothes for myself, buying clothes for my mother, like, you know, just seeing around, you know, what others are wearing. Like, I was always like, for me, it's wrong, I know that, but I judge a person with what they're wearing, not sure. The brand, just how they're carrying themselves off. Like, if they what they're wearing is matching, if they what they're wearing is, like, you know, up to date with the fashion industry right now. And it was always in my mind, even though I was never like taught any of these things. But yeah.
So what are your favorite brands to shop from that you think have good style?
I generally shop from Bershka, mm-hmm. Pull&Bear, and Zara.
Yeah.
Like, my go-to brands. Mm-hmm.
The classics.
Yes.
So
some small brands, like small business brands, mm-hmm. in India.
Are there any specific ones you'd want to shout out?
Okay, so Rising Among is a company I work for, and they just presented at Paris Fashion Week.
Oh, wow.
So I do like all their garments, and I've like bought 2 or 3 of them. So yeah.
Cool. And what is something you want to see more of in the fashion industry?
I've heard people talk about sustainability a lot. Mm-hmm. Like right now at university, that's all they talk about, but I would really want it to come up more, and I would want people to stop asking why sustainable clothes are more expensive, because it just blows my mind off when people start questioning that. And like, I want it to be a trend. Like, I want sustainability to be a trend that never goes away. So I think that's the change I would want. Yeah,
for sure. Because I think over the years, people have learned more and more about how much the fashion industry is hurting the environment. And exactly. You're kind of sitting there like, oh, wait, I'm just waiting to go into this industry. Like, you don't want to hurt the world more. But it's true. People are obsessed with buying cheap clothes. So that's the price they'll pay. And what is your biggest achievement, you feel?
In fashion?
Yes.
I think getting into LCF was one of my greatest achievements. Like, I was told that it's a like dream, you know, or state that you would not get in, but I put all my hard work into it and somehow I got in. So I have no idea how, but I got in.
Was that your top choice for, did you only look at the UK for fashion schools or did you look around the world?
It was, for my dad, he said that if you want to go outside to study fashion, you have to go to the at least top 10 universities in the world. Otherwise there's no point.
Yeah.
So I applied to the top 10 universities in the world and I applied for like 5-6 backup universities, obviously. But I think Parsons was on the top and then LCF. Mm-hmm. But why, like, LCF will do. And I love being in London. It is the most amazing city in the world. I have something to do every day. I keep getting inspired by these, by the city. So
I'm glad. So nice to hear your inspiration. But obviously you're young in your career. What are some of your goals for the future in the fashion industry?
Okay, I'm gonna sound really selfish, but
no,
money. I want a lot of money and I want my designs to be out there. I want to be known as a designer. Like, I would preferably work under a company. I don't want to start my own company, but designing for the brand, the entire collection for the brand would be something I look forward to, becoming a creative director for an already established brand. Mm-hmm. Would be one of my goals. Yeah.
Cool. And do you think that the community in fashion school is more competitive, or do you think you are all helpful to one another?
Depends who you talk to. Because there are some people who are competitive. There are some people, like, mostly everyone's really, really sweet and always ready to help. To be honest, I've not met a lot of competitive people in our industry, because end of the day, we all need each other's support. Mm-hmm. But I've also heard cases, like, not in this country, not where I am, but like people not helping others or taking advantage of others. But I've never had that experience. So I would say, at least for me, I don't think so.
Okay. That's good. Because I think with going to a specific school, like fashion school or art school, everyone's basically studying the same thing. So I feel like sometimes it can be a lot. But it's good that people are more helpful and they want the best for one another.
You would think that would happen, but because all of you are studying the same thing, everyone's just like, I literally bounce off all my design ideas with my friends and they help me come up with better topics, and we do the same thing for others. And like, if you're designing something, if you missed a session, everyone generally helps you out. Like, if you have a group, then at least one of them will help you out if all the others are busy.
That's good. That's what you need, honestly.
Yeah.
So you're not, I guess you're not working now. You're in university, but what is your best words of wisdom or advice for someone looking to become a fashion designer?
Don't think too much, I would say. Like, I know for a fact that some of my designs have, like, some of my work has turned out really bad because I thought too much about it. Like, in being in a creative field, you just have to let it go. Just let whatever's going on in your head just flow into paper or whatever device you're using to create. and just do what you want to do. And don't let anyone bring you down. Like, I've had so many people tell me that you won't be able to do this. It's not possible. It's really tough. It's very competitive. Don't, like, just block their voices out and just listen to that one voice in your head that's telling you that this is what you want to do, because it's worth it. It's going to be worth it someday.
Yep. Believe in yourself.
Yeah.
This is kind of on another side note, but are there any softwares other than obviously just like using pencil and paper that you use for fashion design?
So after COVID, I think everyone started using Procreate a lot. So Procreate is a paid app, but there are people who use Sketchbook, which is a free app. And I think that's about it. Like, Procreate just makes it really easy. It's the same thing, but you won't have to buy a lot of like sketchbooks or anything. You're just adding pages to your iPad and just drawing with your pencil. So yeah.
Do you do that, or do you like pencil and paper?
I don't use pencil and paper anymore, but like all my 3D experimentations obviously is in real life, but I've stopped using paper completely.
Mm-hmm. And what is the best part about being at fashion school? London,
I just the people, like, you feel creative every single day. I know for a fact that I wouldn't be able to do this if I was back at home, but being here, you are just inspired to be happy. You get like so many opportunities to be creative and to have fun, so I think that's the best part.
Do you think London is the best place for fashion, or are there any other cities that you would want to travel to and explore?
I do want to go to New York. Mm-hmm. Paris, I'm not so sure about, but I do want to go and see how it goes, because there'll be a language barrier. But yeah, I would still want to go. So obviously London, Paris, New York. But I think these are the main three cities I would want to go to.
And if someone's trying to keep up with, I don't know, the fashion industry news or different brands, where do you suggest to do that?
BOF, so Business of Fashion. Mm-hmm. It's a digital magazine where they keep updating a lot of things. So that's what I use at uni, but yeah.
And is it just the current affairs in fashion, basically? Any new...
Everything in fashion, like if somebody released the latest collection, if the latest trends, and like, I don't know, somebody's trying to do something new, sustainability, everything related to fashion, you can find that.
Great. And lastly, what do you want to be known for? Big question.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, give me a second to think about it.
Okay, no, think.
I want to be known to be different. Different from how people are, like, in the industry. I've heard, like, so many cases in which, you know, that, like, people in our industry are very sweet. But when you go to a commercial level, they're all corrupt. Or copying each other's designs, people are not giving you credit. So I don't want to do that. I want to always give credit. Like, if I have not designed something, like, even if an intern has designed something, I would want them to get that credit.
So you want to be an individual, and you don't want to, like, you don't want to get credit anything from anyone else. You want to have your own thing.
Yeah.
That's fair, because I feel like sometimes you look at brands nowadays and they all kind of look the same.
Mm-hmm.
With like, no, because slightly right different.
Now, trend analysis, they're just seeing what everyone wants to wear and then they're just creating it. I don't want to do that. I want to create something different that people want to buy, not because it's in trend, but because it's different.
I like that. I think people focus way too much on trends, and you may not really think that that item is very nice, but you know, because everyone else is wearing it, it kind of like moves your mind to think that it's good.
That looks
and
good.
It's okay to not agree with trends, and you don't have to, like, you can still be fashionable without wearing something trendy, which I think people forget about.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. And it was great to have a perspective from a university student who's just getting started in the industry. Do you have any social media, website, LinkedIn, where people can find you?
My Instagram. So it's Lava. It's LAVA. I think triple A, full stop, and another A.
And so that's the best place to contact you?
Yes, best place to contact me. I share all my work there and all my daily experiences and everything.
Well, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It was really nice.
Of course.
Hey, I hope you loved this episode. If you did, rate and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, or send it to people you would think would be interested in listening in. You can learn more about the guests in the show notes or on the Design Find Instagram. The Design Find podcast is under the Entrepreneurs Network.